O.J. Simpson has been granted parole. He made his case before the Nevada Parole Board within the last couple of hours. They granted his wish within minutes. Simpson, the former football star, first fell from grace in 1994 when he was accused of killing his ex-wife and her friend. He was acquitted then, but ended up with this 9-to-33-year sentence for armed robbery and kidnapping after a botched attempt to get back his memorabilia. He's served almost the 9 years. The earliest date of his release now would be October 1st. Simpson spoke, as we said today, expressing remorse over the 2007 robbery. Here's a bit of that.
You know, there's nothing I can do about this kind of media circus that's going on right now, but I could do something about the whole thing in the beginning. If I would have made a better judgment back then, none of this would have happened, and I take full responsibility.
Joining us now from the parole office in Carson City, Nevada, is John L. Smith, a contributor at KNPR in Nevada. John, how did Simpson react when this parole board made their decision?
Simpson was clearly very emotional after he received that unanimous vote. Whether he teared up or not, it was hard to tell, but he was clearly overcome with emotion. Family members who were present were also quite emotional.
We know there's a chart that boards use to calculate whether or not someone can have a release. Simpson was scoring well on that going in. You know, his age is 70. His behavior in prison was exemplary. But what about his own personal appeal? What was your sense of that?
You know, there's one thing about O.J. Simpson that the American public knows is that he's, in general, a pretty likable guy. When you hear him speak, he's quite affable and friendly, and he was that. But he also went to great lengths to try to explain, and some would argue explain away, some of the conduct on the day in question that resulted in robbery and kidnapping charges and conviction.
Yeah, remind us of those circumstances that he was involved in this armed robbery, but he wasn't the one holding the weapons. This was, you know, he and a bunch of friends had decided to go take back this memorabilia from this man who had it. You know, it could have just been a stupid frat caper, but it turned into such a big deal because there were guns and because the man was held against his will. It did feel today like he was trying to diminish that.
I think that that's accurate. He went to great lengths to go into, you know, minute detail of yes, he conducted himself in a way he wasn't proud of, but it was essentially all a big mistake that kind of boiled out of hand, and so that was definitely the takeaway. For Simpson, the issues were really twofold. One, he was remorseful and, of course, was ready to go home and see his family and be surrounded by his friends, and he assured skeptics that he did have friends. But the other part was a fellow who, you know, was in a hotel room claiming to wanting to get back memorabilia that belonged to him originally, but of course bringing armed security with him, and then having to admit that yes, he did detain against Bruce Fromong's will, kept him in the hotel room. Now it's interesting that Fromong, one of the two victims who is still living, Fromong was present at the parole hearing and vouched for Simpson and said that they had exchanged apologies and had been friends before the incident and would remain friends afterwards. So it was an interesting kind of almost surreal moment. A fellow who's done almost 9 years in prison for robbery and kidnapping is getting an attaboy from one of his victims.
Right. That's John L. Smith. That's John L. Smith. As news comes from Nevada that O.J. Simpson did win his parole today, the earliest release might be October. John, thank you so much for talking to us about it.
Thank you.